Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the topic of mutual love and affinity. Inform the person whom you are attached to. Sayyidina Miqdam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any Muslim loves his fellow Muslim brother, he should inform him of it. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a Sahabi was sitting in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While sitting in that gathering, a certain Sahabi walked past. The Sahabi who was sitting in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he loved the person who had just walked by. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, have you informed him about it? He responded negatively. Whereupon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to inform the person. Subsequently, he went up to the person and said, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. This other Sahabi responded with the following words, may the one for whose pleasure you love me, love you. A note, if a person loves another for the sake of Allah or for some goodness etc. in him, he should inform him, as this will kindle mutual love. Who is the better of the two? Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if two people have mutual love for one another, the better among them is he whose love is more intense for his companion. A mu'min is loving. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim loves and is loved by others as well. And there is no goodness in those people who neither love others nor are they loved. The noblest action after Iman. Sayyidina Abu Uraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the noblest action after Iman is to acquire the affection and the love of the people. The shade of Allah ta'ala's magnificent arsh. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 7 categories of people will be accommodated under the shade of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's magnificent throne on the day when there will be no other shade save the shade of his throne. Whilst listing these categories, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 2 people who love one another for the sake of Allah, and their meeting and departing is solely for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Note that we tend to take these actions for granted, but Allah Ta'ala has attached our salvation to it. On that dreadful day, the sun will be directly above our heads, and to be blessed with the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne is no trivial bounty. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the shade as well. Ameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,